Hello, welcome to the Patient Activation Network podcast. I'm your host, Matt Cavallo. I have with me today Nathan Jones. Nathan is the founder and CEO of Clear Inc. Nathan, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. I'm glad to be here.
And we're glad to have you. Before we get going, could you tell us just a little bit about yourself?
Well, I live in Utah. I love it here. I enjoy outdoor activities, which is why I live here. I graduated from high school here after my family moved around a bunch. And pretty much I've lived here since, except for a couple of years, 5 years. I lived down in Louisiana where I used to do underwater welding, underwater construction out on oil rigs in the Gulf of Mexico. I started Clear in 2000. And really, I did it because I had a vision of something that my dad, who was a physician, was using in his practice. And I said, well, why don't we take it to, you know, the rest of the people out in the rest of the world?
And speaking of Clear, Clear is spelled X-L-E-A-R. Could you tell us a little bit about why the company's name is spelled that way?
Yes, it's spelled X-L-E-A-R and pronounced Clear because it clears your nose. And that's what the product, the original product we started the company with, does. And so my dad, who invented it, he liked the idea that it clears your nose, but the X comes because of the xylitol that's in it. And all of our products have xylitol in them. And so, you know, then to paying homage to the xylitol, we changed out the C for an X and it's pronounced Clear.
So for our listeners that don't know, what exactly is xylitol?
Okay, well, xylitol is a natural 5-carbon sugar. And, you know, if you're going to find it in nature in wood and any woody fibrous tissue, they originally referred to it as wood sugar because they originally were extracting it from birch trees. Most commercial sources get it out of corn cobs now. And the difference is that everybody's familiar with glucose, fructose, sucrose, sorbitol, mannitol, maltitol. Those are all 6-carbon sugars and 6-carbon sugar alcohols. And the bacteria that live in our body utilize those for food source the same way we do. And the difference is that one carbon that, you know, that you remove to make it xylitol, that actually makes it so a lot of the bacteria that create acid can't metabolize that 5-carbon sugar. So it makes it, it's a healthier sugar is really what it is.
And you mentioned that your father was a physician and that he used xylitol. Could you tell us how your father used xylitol in his practice?
Yeah. In fact, the big thing of how this company got started was I was living in Louisiana. I was working out on the oil rigs and I took a vacation. I drove up to West Texas where my dad lives in Plainview, right by the border with New Mexico. And I was sitting in his office and a lady came in and said, hey, you know, I heard about this nasal spray that you have for kids that keep getting ear infections all the time. And I just came and I'd like to buy a couple bottles of it. Well, it turns out that she'd heard about it from a family member there in Plainview, but this lady had driven from Arkansas, which is 8 hours away, to buy 2 bottles of this stuff for her 6 grandkids who were with her in the car. And then she turned around and drove back to Arkansas. And I had this idea and I said, Dad, if someone's willing to drive 16 hours with 2 sick kids in the car, why aren't we marketing this and selling it? My dad was, you know, at this point he was 63 and he goes, it's a great product, but I don't want to risk my retirement to start a business. And I kind of just said, well, what about mom? What about me? So we started discussing it. And 2 years later, I quit my day job down in Louisiana and started the company.
So Nathan, you worked with your dad to develop this product. When you launched the company, what was the first product you launched?
Well, the first product we launched was the one that my dad had developed, which was just, it's a simple saline spray that has xylitol in it. And we launched it with that. That was the only product we had for the first year and a half. And a couple of physicians that write these newsletters had actually learned about it and they wrote about it. And so our sales started growing pretty quickly from these newsletters. The thing about these newsletters is these physicians would also talk about xylitol chewing gum because the vast body, I mean, the thousands of research studies out there that involve xylitol, most of them are how it prevents tooth decay and the action of how xylitol gets rid of the bacteria in your mouth that cause cavities, mainly the strep mutans, the strep sanguine, and the other acidogenic bacteria. So as these people kept calling in, because we weren't on the store shelves, it was people that were calling in and buying it directly from us. As they kept calling in, they kept saying, hey, can I buy xylitol gum? So we started buying another company's gum and just stacking it and storing it and selling that to our customers. And then a couple of years after that, we got our own brand and we made it the Spry Dental Defense System. It really is a complete system of toothpaste, mouthwash, chewing gum, mints, candies, dry mouth products, oral moisturizing gels, and stuff like that. Because in order for xylitol to really be truly effective, you need to use it 4 or 5 times throughout the day. Normally, that sounds like a lot, because if someone says, use this on top of everything you're doing, that is a lot. But if you use toothpaste with xylitol, if you use mouthwash with xylitol, if you're drinking tea or coffee and you use xylitol instead of sugar, or if you chew gum with xylitol, it's fairly simple to get to that 5 exposures every day. And that's really what the goal is. And so we came out with those products in 2002 into 2003, and we've been selling them ever since. By 2006, we were the best-selling natural chewing gum in the U.S., and we still are. And after that, we expanded our clear product line. We came out with a sinus irrigation kit to use with people that have, you know, a lot of people are familiar with using a saline irrigation, like a neti pot or a rinse bottle. And, you know, the xylitol, again, just makes that better. And so we came out with those products. And now, just in the last couple of years, we've actually come out with Clear Max, which has capsicum in it, which is a natural antihistamine. And then we also have a couple other ones that are coming out later this year.
Could you tell us a little bit about how the nasal solutions work and why they clear your pathways?
Well, the studies that my dad used when he originally formulated the product, most of them had actually been done in Finland. And what they were looking at is he was looking on PubMed back in 98. And that was the first time where they had, where you could actually query and search studies across different disciplines, you know, because these were all dental research studies. But what my dad started noticing was that some of these studies, the dental studies, kids were getting 42% fewer ear infections. And while he was looking at that, there was actually a paper published on that that was published by Dr. Uhari and Kontiokari. Both of them are from Finland and at the University of Oulu. And they followed that up with a study showing why that was happening. What they found is that it binds up with the Strep pneumo-H flu and the MCAT, makes them so they don't adhere. Your body then flushes them away. If the bacteria can't adhere to your tissue, you're not going to get sick because it's just washing it away. And the whole concept and the way my dad actually explained it is it's soap, because really all you're doing is you're washing away bacteria. You're keeping the mucosal layer intact. Whereas if you're using a nasal irrigation kit, you're washing away that entire protective layer. And so there's a couple of ways that using the nasal spray works. And I probably should actually split those two apart, because the nasal spray works because it reduces bacterial adhesion and it thins out the mucus, because osmotically it's hypertonic. And it's going to pull moisture out of the tissue. It's going to keep your snot moist, so it traps more dander, more pollen, more allergens, more bacteria, all of this, and it's going to wash them away. It's going to do its job more effectively at cleaning your nose. And the average person breathes in 13,000 liters of air a day, and all our products are designed to do is help facilitate the cleansing of that filter system, your nose. The sinus rinse tools, what those are designed to do is if you're really, really congested, you use that on an as-needed basis to rinse out that congestion. We don't recommend that you use it a lot, because as Dr. Nasuli at Georgetown points out, overusing it can cause more harm than good. If you have people that you know that are using these neti pots and these sinus rinse bottles every day, you know, that's actually damaging, because you're removing the entire protective mucosal layer and leaving all the underlying tissue exposed to bacteria, viruses, and all that other stuff that you don't really want to have exposed to your tissue. So you're trading a short-term gain for a long-term detriment. Does that make sense?
Oh, that makes perfect sense. I've been using the Clear Nasal Spray 2 times a day for the past week, and we are right in the middle of allergy season here in Arizona. There's a ton of pollen and dust all over the place. And I've noticed that my airways have been clean. And the other thing that I've really experienced in trying this product out is that it doesn't have the medicine-y aftertaste that's left in my mouth with some of the other sprays that I've had. Can you explain why there's no medicine-y aftertaste?
Yes, because there's no medicine in it. That's the short answer. And I mean, most of these medicines are chemical solutions that come up in a lab, and most of them have bitter tasting to them. They're, you know, it tastes like a chemical because it is a chemical. What's in Clear is xylitol, a small amount of salt, and water. And then you have a preservative, grapefruit seed extract. And none of those are bitter tasting in the solution that they're in. But the xylitol makes it so it's actually a sweet taste. And that's why it's so easy that once you get kids using it and they get that sweet taste, it's easy to get kids to use it on a daily basis. I mean, my daughter last night woke up and came down at 3 o'clock in the morning and said, "Daddy, I can't breathe through my nose. Can you spray my nose?" I sprayed her nose. She went back to bed. But that's why it tastes sweet. And that's why it's not hard to get compliance. It's very hard to get compliance if you're giving somebody something that tastes bad.
Nathan, after using the clear nasal spray for a week, I feel like my nasal pathways are more clear and I'm able to breathe a little bit better than I was before taking the product. How does this product work to help keep those nasal pathways clean and clear?
Well, the best way that I can describe it is it's like soap. I mean, when we wash our hands, we use soap, obviously. When we brush our teeth, most of us use toothpaste because it has a surfactant in it. And that surfactant binds up with dirt, bacteria, and everything and washes it away. Xylitol roughly does the same thing with a lot of the bacteria that we breathe in and a lot of the stuff that we breathe into our nose. And so it helps facilitate that cleansing. So it does keep your nose clean and clear.
And you also mentioned that it's safe to use with children.
Yes, absolutely. It was originally invented for infants because the way my dad came up with it was he read all these research studies about using xylitol chewing gum and how it reduced ear infections by 42%. But the kids that he had in his practice that were having recurrent ear infections were too young to chew gum. And so he wanted to find something to do to prevent those ear infections. And it's unrealistic to give a 6-month-old kid chewing gum. And there have been studies with syrups and stuff like that where they use a syrup instead of a chewing gum, getting the same 42% reduction. And my dad was the one that actually made the leap and said, you know, ear infections start in the nose. So why are they giving them a syrup or why are they giving them chewing gum? Why don't they spray it in their nose? So he bought some xylitol, mixed it with a saline spray, ocean saline. Everybody's familiar with that. Started washing out their nose with it and the kids stopped getting sick. And then 92% reduction in ear infections. You know, and it was shortly after that that I came out to his office and learned about it.
Nathan, what advice would you give to our audience that maybe suffers through sinus infections and uses a neti pot to address those issues?
And again, I'm not a physician, but I work with them on a regular basis. But I would not recommend you use those. And the reason why is because if you have a sinus infection, by definition, you've got an overload of bacteria, viruses, fungus, whatever it is that's causing that infection in your sinuses. And if you're using a sinus irrigation tool, a neti pot or a rinse bottle, really what you're doing is you're wiping out that entire protective layer of mucus and leaving all the underlying tissue exposed to whatever bacteria and viruses and fungus are up there. And so that's not the best option. If you can't breathe, obviously you should use it, but or, you know, whatever you can. But the best option is to use a spray, preferably ours, of course, but the best option would be to use a spray to help clean the mucus out, but keeping that mucosal, that protective mucosal layer intact. And, you know, I mean, what you're doing when you use, if you have a sinus infection, you use an irrigation bottle or a neti pot, really what you're doing is you're getting a short-term benefit for long-term detriment.
We're talking to Nathan Jones, founder and CEO of Clear Inc. Nathan, you mentioned earlier that xylitol and xylitol products had oral hygiene benefit. How is it that a sugar can help with my oral health?
It's a different sugar structure. The 5-carbon sugar is really, the fact that it has 5 carbons and not 6 is really what makes it different. The strep mutans, the strep sanguine, all these bacteria that live in your mouth that metabolize 6-carbon sugars and break them down and make acid. And that acid is what dissolves your enamel. And that's how you get cavities. What the xylitol does is those bacteria that metabolize 6-carbon sugars, they can't metabolize the 5-carbon sugars. They try to, but they can't. And it gums up their metabolic pathways. And, you know, you're as they get weak because they don't have food, your body washes them away. In Mackinnon's study that they did with the University of Michigan Dental School down in Belize, often referred to as the Belize Sugar Studies, it was amazing because they had these kids that had, you know, previously really no dental care, and they sucked on sugar cane all the time because that's what kids in Belize did. But they went and they did these studies and they had the kids use xylitol chewing gum 4 times a day. After 2 years, they had a negative incidence of tooth decay. But that isn't even the greatest thing. The greatest thing is that 8 years later, the University of Washington Dental School went back to Belize and looked at those kids, and those kids still had a significantly reduced incidence of tooth decay after 8 years of not using xylitol. And the reason for that that they discussed in their papers was they changed out the microbiome of the bacteria in your mouth from acidogenic acid-creating bacteria to more friendly bacteria. And so you get a long-term protection.
Nathan, this is the first time that I'm hearing that chewing gum can actually have a positive benefit to oral hygiene.
Well, they touted, I mean, if you go back to the 60s and 70s when they first started making sugar-free chewing gum, actually it would have been the 70s and 80s because I was a kid when they started using it. And they touted it as, you know, dentists recommend that you chew sugar-free gum because they, you know, they said it was going to help reduce cavities. And chewing sugar-free gum does help reduce cavities. Chewing gum with xylitol does even more because it has long-term benefits. If you go and you chew gum that has sorbitol in it or maltitol or mannitol, those are still six carbon sugars. And the bacteria that live in our mouth, strep mutans, strep sanguine, they metabolize those sugars. They don't create as much acid, so those are considered non-cariogenic sugars. But what the xylitol does is it gums up the metabolic pathways of those bacteria, so it actually gets rid of the bacteria. So when you go and have a donut, if you don't have the bacteria in your mouth that are going to break that sugar down to create the acid, you can eat all the donuts you want. You're still not going to get cavities. You just have to get rid of those bacteria.
You mentioned sugar-free gum. And I have to tell you, I was really hesitant to start chewing it because every time I've tried a sugar-free gum, it's upset my stomach. I'm happy to report that I had no negative side effects from chewing Spry sugar-free gum. What is it that's different about the xylitol and other sugar-free sweeteners?
Well, any sugar alcohol, if you eat a lot of it, could cause that. And most of your sugar-free gums are made with maltitol, mannitol, and sorbitol, all of which have a history of causing upset stomach. Xylitol can do it if you eat a lot of it, but if you're using it in chewing gum or nasal sprays and toothpaste and most of our other products, you should never get an upset stomach from chewing it. You're not using enough of it to have that happen. But it is common for maltitol and mannitol to cause that.
And I also want to bring up that my two boys love the Spry gum products. They've tried all of the flavors, and it's actually a chewing gum that I don't mind letting them try because it's got that oral health benefit.
I let my kids use it. In fact, I tell them to use it. If you really want to make it so that it's effective, you use it 4 or 5 times throughout the day. In essence, what you're doing, I think, and I think I told you this, is you're starving the bacteria. And if you just use it once in the morning, that's like saying, I'm going to starve you by taking away your breakfast. If you leave them with lunch and dinner and everything else, it doesn't do anything.
Nathan, you mentioned as a part of an overall oral hygiene, you want to try different xylitol products 4 to 5 different times throughout the day, including the toothpaste that you make. Could you talk about what the difference is between xylitol and fluoride and how your toothpaste works?
When it comes to toothpaste and especially fluoride and xylitol, they work differently. And they actually work extremely synergistically together to make both of them more effective. And let me give you an analogy, but if you imagine your tooth as a castle, you know, let's say in France, and you have this army invading and it's using the trebuchet and launching these acid bombs at your castle wall. Okay. So if that castle represents your tooth, that invading army represents the bacteria, and what they're shooting at it with the trebuchet is, and I don't even know if I'm saying that right, is the acid that they create when they break down the sugars. Okay. So what fluoride does is fluoride is the mason that sits up there and patches the castle wall. What xylitol does is it gets rid of that invading army of bacteria that are creating the acid. So when you think about it, they're both great. They work great together. If you have someone sitting there and making your castle wall stronger, that's great. But getting rid of that invading army of bacteria is even more important. And that's really what xylitol does. We have toothpaste. We have some with fluoride. We have some without. You know, some people don't want fluoride. Some people do. I personally use fluoride in my toothpaste. I'm not a big fan of it in my water, but I do use it in my toothpaste.
Nathan, you also use aloe in your toothpaste with the xylitol. Why do you use the aloe?
We use the aloe because it helps stimulate gum health. It's just a good soothing substance that helps your gums. And that's why we use alum.
Nathan, in addition to the nasal sprays, the gums, the toothpaste, the mints, all the great xylitol products that Clear offers, I understand that you have a sweetener.
Yeah. After all, xylitol is a sugar. It's a sweetener. It's low carb. I mean, you can buy it. Any health food store in the country sells it. You know, it's moving into the mass market. And we have one that I actually use at my house, which is actually a blend of erythritol and xylitol. If you're a diabetic, it's some of the best sweeteners you can use. You're talking about 3 on the glycemic index, 2 with the light and sweet, to a 10 on the xylosweet itself. And, you know, those are great products for people that are diabetic.
Nathan, I want to talk a little bit about your product, Light and Sweet, the natural sweetener. What differentiates Light and Sweet from other sweeteners on the market today?
Well, first of all, our sweeteners are natural. So you're not going to compare them to a sucralose or an aspartame or a ACE-K or anything like that. But really what it boils down to is if you're going to replace sugar, you want to do it with something that tastes good. And you can get ours and you've tasted it. But it tastes like sugar. It looks like sugar. A serving size of sugar is 1 teaspoon, and that has 16 calories in it. And it's very high on the glycemic index. It affects your blood sugar quite substantially. A serving size of the light and sweet of our product has 3 calories, and it's a 3 on the glycemic index. It's a blend of erythritol, which has 0 effect on your blood sugar, 0 calories, and xylitol. And so it's actually a very good sweetener to be able to use. If you're diabetic, it's a great sweetener. If you're on a keto diet or a paleo diet, you're able to use these sweeteners because they have no effect on your blood sugar.
Speaking of diet, can you use this sweetener as a replacement for some of the dishes that you love?
Well, if you go to bakesugarfree.com, there are hundreds of recipes, all of them using light and sweet and xylosweet.
It's a great sweetener. It's got a great taste. And I look forward to trying it out in some baked goods here going forward. We've been talking to Nathan Jones, founder and CEO of Clear Inc. Nathan, we've learned a lot about the benefits of xylitol today. As we're starting to get to the end of the show, do you have any closing thoughts for our audience?
Yeah. One of the driving philosophies behind our company is that we want to sell products that are going to save people money. We realize that there's a lot of money being wasted in healthcare in the United States. And one of the things that we really focus on is keeping people healthy. So if someone's using our nasal spray, we would expect them that they would save much more than that in staying healthy. Using xylitol oral care products, toothpaste, chewing gum, and stuff like that, the incremental cost that xylitol costs more than the other gum is not that much, but what it does do is it helps get rid of that bacteria. It's going to keep your mouth healthier, which means you're going to have fewer fillings. You're going to have fewer cavities going to the dentist, and you're going to end up saving money. And that's one of the driving philosophies behind the company.
If people wanted to find these products, where are they on the shelves?
If you go into any natural products retailers in this country, retailers like Whole Foods and Sprouts and Fresh Time and Earth Fare, a vitamin shop, any of those retailers are going to carry the whole product line from the Clear to the toothpaste to the mouth to the Spry toothpaste to the Spry mouthwash to the Spry gum, all of that. Every health food and natural products retailer in the country carries it. And the Clear product line in the last 2 years has been picked up by retailers like CVS and Rite Aid and Walmart, Publix, Wegmans, all your Kroger stores. Most of your grocery stores and pharmacies have the Clear product line in them now also. And of course, you can always buy it online at Amazon on our webpage.
Speaking of your webpage, where can people go online to learn more about you and your company?
Clear.com, XLEAR.com. Just remember to spell it XLEAR.com.
We'll make sure that we share that resource on our podcast notes. Nathan, thank you so much for joining the program today. And thank you for sending me and my family those Clear products and those Spry products to try. I can tell you that not only me, but my wife and my kids absolutely love your product line, are going to continue using it in the future.
Well, thank you.
He's Nathan Jones, founder and CEO of Clear Inc. I'm Matt Cavallo. This has been the Patient Activation Network podcast. We look forward to bringing you another inspirational story soon.